When I was a youth, if you wanted to start a fight with someone, you insulted them by slapping them with your open hand. When somebody slapped another one, the fight was usually on. Jesus taught us not to respond to insults, not to respond to a challenge, not to be provoked into returning evil for evil. Listen to what he says, Matthew 5, verse 35. But I say unto you that you do not resist evil, but whosoever shall slap you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue you at the law and take away your coat, let him have your cloak also. And whosoever shall compel you to go a mile with him, go with him too. Give to him that asks you, and from him that would borrow of you, turn not you away. The word that the Bible used in Jesus' words means to slap somebody on the right cheek. And if you slap somebody on the right cheek, you slap them with your left hand, which was very much an insult in those days, and I'm sure still is in quite a few other cultures of the world today. If someone does that, don't return the challenge. Don't be goaded into a fight. Don't return evil for evil. Just refuse to be insulted. And then it says, if any man will sue you at the law and take away your coat, let him have your cloak also. That is to shame him. If you gave it as a pledge in those days for a debt, they had to give it back to you at night. So if they want to take away your coat, let him have your cloak also. See if he'll make you go naked, and he will comply with the law. And that is to give your cloak back to you at night. And whosoever shall compel you to go a mile, go with him too. That had to do with the Roman soldiers who were entitled to ask any adult man to carry his kit for a mile, which is about 75 pounds of stuff. And so Jesus said, don't resist that. There's no resistance possible. Don't return evil for evil. It wouldn't be smart. It wouldn't be prudent, as one man used to put it. But go with him too. It's a way of fighting back. You see, it's a way of not resisting evil, but opposing evil with good. We don't fight back. We oppose evil with good. Is there a time for self-defense? Yes, I think there is. And I think the Bible does permit that to us. But we don't respond to somebody who's picking a fight, and we don't pick a fight with others. Let's pray. Jesus, help me as I go through this life. It's so easy to return evil for evil, tit for tat. But Lord, I want to live by your command. So Lord, make me hard to insult, hard to offend, and quick to forgive, and to go on my way, and let me never repay evil with evil. In Jesus' name, amen.